Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Coming up on this week's show, well, later we're going to be looking ahead to this weekend's matches in the Northern Premier League Premier Division, as we'll be joined by football writer from the northeast of England, Mr. Mark Carruthers. We're also going to be looking back at all of last weekend's results with James Hayes, and we're also going to be joined by the managers at Gainsborough Trinity, at Morpeth Town, and at Bamber Bridge. But before all of that, there's only one place we could start this week's show, and that's to the East Division of the Northern Premier League. And last weekend, Worksop Town won yet another game in the East Division with a 4-1 win over Tadcaster Albion, a result which secured the league title and promotion to Step 3. And for more on this achievement at the Nottinghamshire side, let's welcome back the manager at Worksop Town. Here's Craig Parry. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us. And first, a massive congratulations on securing the league title in the East Division. It's been an epic run that you're actually still on. How was your weekend?
Yeah, it's been a surreal moment, really. Just it's also sinking in now, really, for myself. Obviously, we know the last couple of weeks we've been close to the line, but to finally get over the line is such a, not the word relief, but probably a mixture of relief and pride. And yeah, it's, like I said, it's still all sinking in at the minute in time, but it's been a really enjoyable moment.
What has those weeks been like of late, where it's the repetition, it's a tough game, getting the 3 points or getting a draw and keeping the points tally ticking over, but still not having that C next to your name? So how have you managed to keep that momentum going, especially in recent weeks?
I think we've just tried to look at each game three points at a time, just try and keep everyone a little bit focused and level-headed, and the way you do that is to do it over short-term targets, and that is just every game 3 points, and whatever happens round us happens, and we just go concentrate on our own game, and eventually, you know, we're hoping that, you know, that it'll be enough to get us over the line, and success will happen, and we'll hit us target, and that's exactly, you know, how we just tried to really treat it.
And the thing we have to say is as well, I mean, you're doing it in a league which is really competitive. There's so many good clubs and good sides in this division. That makes this feat even more remarkable, I think.
Yeah, it's an extremely tough division. There's no easy game in this league. And obviously, for only one side to go up with your playoffs, is, you know, you've got quite a lot of teams, majority of the top half of the structure, all fighting for two places, really, in many ways. Two spots in promotion, so it's difficult, and a lot of teams have made it extremely difficult for us as well. But like I said, it's pleasing now to finally have got the league won, and now we focus on to our next targets.
Yeah, and that begs the question. Obviously, we know that this is an impressive run that Worksop are on. It could be a record-breaking one. I'm assuming that is the next target, if possible.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that's the next target that we're setting our sights on. We just want to keep, you know, try and beat as many records as we can this year. And, you know, there's still a couple out there, and one of them is the unbeaten run. So, you know, so let's see what we can do starting this Saturday.
Going back all the way to, you know, pre-season and August and the big season kickoff, you know, last season Worksop finished eighth in the league table, and it's safe to say you've surpassed last year's points tally. But I mean, how have you gone from that season last year, and what have you learnt from it to this season this year, where, you know, we're having this conversation now in mid-March, where you've won the league?
I think for us, the key thing has been the recruitment at the beginning, getting the recruitment right from minute one, and not just the players' ability, but actually what they give you to the club as well, and actually what they like as individuals, and making it a special place and a proper professional run environment. And that, we feel, is being key, doing that side of things early doors, which is all, you know, got us to where we are today. And I also think as well, you know, it sometimes takes you a year to feel the league out, to actually know what you need, what you require at certain, you know, certain levels and certain positions in your side. And that's what we found. And you know, like I said, we acted pretty quickly in the recruitment side. Did it as soon as we possibly could. That was back end of actually last season to finally get to where we needed to be, which was starting the pre-season.
And obviously, seven games left, and we've mentioned the fact, you know, that that what your target is now, but you know where you're heading, roughly, obviously, geographical realignments and all that. But you are going up to step three, Sandy Lane, cracking stadium, attendance is there, you know, over 900 there at the weekend for that game against Tadcaster. So it's all heading in the right direction. But when do you start to think about next year and plan for it?
I think we've already done that over the last couple of weeks. It's you know, there's certain little changes we want to make and certain individuals we want to add and things we want to improve on as a club. And so we were constantly trying to think positively and try and think forward as much as we can. So we're already in the gear of doing that, and hopefully we can, you know, get these things in place, which gives us a good chance again next year.
And Craig, I think I mentioned this to you a while ago, just, to, you know, about Worksop Town and, you know, in the early days of doing this show, you know, Worksop were one of the big hitters in the NPL Premier Division. I suppose once you've got this season's targets out of the way, that has to be the target again, I suppose, to get Worksop back up the top end of step three.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're all ambitious and we want to keep moving forward every single year. You know, I've already had a meeting with the chairman on certain things for next year, and you know, there's no expectations on a target, but us internally, we're driven on where we want to be, and that's, you know, the top end of the table, fighting for things, and you know, trying to get, you know, hopefully out of step three.
And obviously, Brighouse Town next, back to the bread and butter. Now that the league title's sorted, it's, as you've mentioned here, not taking your foot off the accelerator by any stretch of the imagination for these seven remaining games. But now the pressure's off, how much are you looking forward to them?
Yeah, I think we, again, because we've got certain targets we still want to achieve, you know, every game's still a big game now for us, and that's starting Saturday, and we're going there to, which is a difficult place against, you know, a tough side. So, you know, it's another big game for us because, again, we have certain targets we want to achieve, and hopefully, you know, it starts from Saturday.
And Craig, final question. I don't normally interview promotees at this stage of the season, so congratulations on that front, because my stock question towards the end of these interviews is how much you're looking forward to the summer and preparations for next year and that side of things. But given the nature of this season, I suppose my question is how much you're looking forward to, firstly, a little break at the end of the season, and then that preparations for next season. How much are you looking forward to it, and the possibilities at Worksop Town for next year?
Yeah, the possibility is unbelievable. That's why we're committed to the club, and we know what we feel it can achieve and what it gives us. So that's a given. I think a little break, it's hard to say, because I would think a lot of managers think the same. When you're managing this level, your phone's constantly going off 12 months a year. So am I looking forward to a break and having some downtime? 100%, as much as everyone deserves that. But I'm also excited about planning and kicking on and going again, you know, next year. So, yeah, let's see where, you know, what the summer brings. But, yeah, I'm really looking forward to moving forward.
Good stuff. Well, Craig Parry, manager of Worksop Town, a big congratulations to yourself, all the coaching staff, everyone at the club, all the supporters and the players. A fantastic achievement, an achievement which isn't finished yet. And a big good luck in achieving your aims for the remainder of the season. And have a lovely break and catch up next year in the NPL Premier Division.
Brilliant. Cheers, mate. Thank you. Take care.
And a big congratulations to everyone at Worksop Town. A phenomenal achievement, promoted to step three for next season. And a big congratulations to everyone at Sandy Lane. Superb stuff there. Well, Worksop Town, looking forward to next season where they'll be at step three. And that takes me to the next port of call, and that is the NPL Premier Division. Shortly, we'll be joined by Matt Carruthers, football writer from the northeast of England, as we look ahead to this weekend's big matches. But before that, let's talk about last weekend's big matches. And it's a big welcome back to the show now to Mr. James Hayes, social media officer from the Northern Premier League. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all good. Big congratulations, James, to Worksop Town. You've been there with your cap lock tweets to win the league at this stage of the season's a cracking achievement.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, it's still the middle of March. Everyone forgets that. First team in the top six divisions of non-league England, and I think the top four divisions of Wales, all of Scotland. It's not all over for Worksop, though, because it's three more games. they could actually beat a league record for the biggest unbeaten run at the moment. So congratulations there from the league. Obviously, we'll be down in a few weeks' time with a trophy. Only defeat of the season was on the opening day.
Be doing your tweets soon, won't you, about such a team's made the playoffs now. I think you did one for Stamford already, didn't you, about them making the playoffs.
Yeah, so having the first division, Stamford and Mac have already got the places sealed. Leek might join them this weekend with not only just a top five finish, but they might actually automatically get a home playoff already as well. So lots to play for. And then down the bottom end of the table, too, still a lot to play for. We've got four permutations for this weekend. So we really are at the business end of the season now, it's fair to say.
The social media channels we'll give a plug to at the end of this bit of the show. But that's our look at step four. You are here to discuss step three and the NPL Premier Division. And how big has this weekend just gone been for South Shields? Unfortunately, Radcliffe's game with Warrington Town was postponed due to the weather. So the door was left slightly ajar for South Shields to bounce back after their defeat to SC United last Tuesday. Tough game, though, away at Ewan Fields, the home of Hyde United, and the team with an outside chance of catching South Shields. Well, South Shields done what they needed to do. A 1-0 victory. Insert your own cliches here, dear listener. But they do say, don't they, James, that certain scorelines win leagues. And I believe that scoreline is 1-0.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, congratulations to the groundsman to getting the games on, not just at the start of the day, but like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, when it really started to come down in most places. But yeah, with South Shields, that was a really hard-fought game after Town, we like as well on the day. Hyde United could have got a goal early on in the match. It's starting to feel now a little bit like South Shields aren't looking behind the shoulder anymore. They're looking more like the champions elect at this point. Obviously, massive game is coming weekend, which may not seal the title, but pretty much put it to the point where it's beyond anyone's reach bar South Shields. You only need 3 wins now and it's there. So it's all eyes on South Shields at the moment.
We did the maths before off air, and the most that Radcliffe can get is 83 points, which is why James said South Shields need to get 9 points to win the league. However, this weekend, South Shields, funnily enough, South Shields this weekend will be hosting Radcliffe. We'll get Mark Carruthers' thoughts shortly, but that is a big game. But back to the playoffs and that side of things. Obviously, Radcliffe, thanks to Hyde United being beaten, staying second despite not playing at the weekend. Radcliffe have that game in hand, 1 point ahead of Hyde United, 4 points inside the playoffs. Warrington Town, incidentally, because they didn't play, they dropped out of the playoffs now. And one of the reasons for that is Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge, a 2-1 victory over Whitby Town on Saturday. Can you say zero's positive? I think you can. Back to positive goal difference now for Bamber Bridge as well. Well, let's hear more now on the mood at Bamber Bridge as we enter this closing stage of the season. And it's a big welcome back now to the manager at Iron Gate. Here's Jamie Milligan. Well, Jamie, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, big congratulations for that victory over Whitby Town on Saturday. Very tricky game, that one on paper. And you must be pleased with the 3 points.
Yeah, definitely. It was a tough game. Nathan's doing a good job with them. They play decent football. I think when they're playing at home and their pitch isn't that good, I think they probably struggle a little bit. But yeah, they played some good football, to be fair. I was surprised. And yeah, we came out the win and we're still around about the playoffs. So it's great for us at the minute.
Fourth place at the moment, just a point off second. But 3 points inside the playoffs currently. It's very competitive, isn't it, to say the least? But you're very much in the mix.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a strong league this year, lad. There's a bit out there's probably the top 10 that could have got in the playoffs, you know what I mean? So apart from South Shields, obviously. But yeah, it's been a really competitive league this year, and fair play to all the other teams and the managers and staff, etc. But yeah, we're just going about our business and just trying to get as many wins as we can. And if we end up in the playoffs, excellent. If we don't, then so be it. But we'll just keep doing what we're doing and playing how we're playing and see where it gets us.
Yeah, and obviously it's a nervy time of year, and you get some results which aren't necessarily predicted. But you took on Warrington a couple of weeks ago. You're beaten by Warrington. At that point, nerves can take over and the wheels could come off. But you must be delighted with the fact, not just the Whitby result, but the Stafford result as well.
Yeah, I think for me it was 3 points lost, Warrington, because obviously they had a lot sent off after literally a minute. And we were just so naive in that game. We could have comfortably got through that game with a win. But fair play to these managers. They set us up. They kept playing. They counter-attacked us late on, and it worked for them. But yeah, I see that as 3 points drop, really. But it happens, and there'll be a lot more twists and turns before the end of the season, trust me. And your teams will drop points in that playoffs. It's simple as that.
And obviously, the old adage, one game at a time and all that, does come into play. But that's how you have to take to this next bit of the season, isn't it? Because, like I said, it's so unpredictable. You just have to take on the team that you've got in front of you on a Saturday afternoon and then move on to the next game.
Yeah, I think that's it. I don't think you can even look ahead of your next game. There's no point, because you've just got to plan and as best as you can for that game and try and get through there. But our lads have been superb. The football they play, every match before they go out, I ask them, listen, entertain me. That's all I want you to do. And the lads do that. They enjoy it. They enjoy playing. They enjoy working hard for each other. And I've just been lucky that I've had such a good set of lads.
This weekend, you've got Nantwich Town away. And that's a tricky game, to say the least. So how do you prepare for a game like this one?
Yeah, Cards is doing a good job since he's gone in there, and they'll be up for it. And Cards' teams are always up for it; they always work hard for him. So it's going to be a tough test. But we'll go into it with the same mentality like we do every game, and hopefully we can come away with 3 points.
And like we've said, I mean, we're coming towards the end of the season now. But after Nantwich Town, you've got South Shields, then you've got Morpeth and FC United and Lancaster and Matlock and Ashton United. No easy games in this league and all that, but there is a group of teams there towards the end of the season where they might not be necessarily fighting for much. Is that a good thing or a bad thing at this stage of the season?
I don't know. I still think that if teams are safe or teams know they can't get in the playoffs, I don't think they'll down tools. I think they'll still go out and try and get a win no matter what. So we've got a tough running, like the other teams in the playoffs as well. They've got a tough running as well. So it is going to be hard, but everyone's in the same boat, so we've just got to keep trying to tick them wins off and stay in the playoffs.
And we've had this conversation before, Jamie, but now we're getting towards the close and you're still in the playoffs. This season, as well as last season, if you compare the two, last season feels more like a springboard than ever before. It was so beneficial what happened last year, I think.
Yeah, and I think we're experienced from it, as me as a manager as well. I've gone into certain games a different way, maybe away from home. And yeah, I think that running last season, it's put us in good stead for this season. But I do think we have got a better squad this season, and we've got a bit more depth and a little bit more of a different player in our squad. We can play, but we can also grind results out like we've shown this season. So yeah, it's going to be an exciting running, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, one of those players, and obviously we mention him a lot, but Finlay Sinclair-Smith, his goals in recent weeks have been really beneficial.
Yeah, he's been brilliant, Finn, and he's improved massively. I can say that about him since he's come in at Bamber Bridge. He's 100% improved as a player and as a person as well. He's mentally stronger, I know that for a fact. He scored some great goals this season. But even being critical, and he won't mind me saying this, he probably could have scored more. He could be in Regan Linney's figures this year comfortably, but he's still doing well.
And last question, Jamie, just about the running, because the league's starting to stretch out now, and here we are with, you could be second on Saturday, or you could be outside the playoffs at 5 o'clock. It's a remarkable thing at the moment. But how much are you looking forward to the remaining few games of the season, and just what's possible at Irongate?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's been a brilliant season so far. We've been the furthest. We've been in the FA Cup for years. We're in the playoffs. We nearly got to a Lancashire Cup final midweek. So it's been a brilliant, brilliant season for us. And the lads are looking forward to it. There's no nerves, nothing like that. The lads will just go out and play the football. And if it's good enough at the end of the day, it will be good enough. And I do personally feel this group are good enough to get in that playoffs.
I did say last question, but now you've just said that, Jamie. The question pops into my brain, but what would it mean if Bamber Bridge did get into the playoffs? Because it's certainly on this season.
Yeah, it'd be an unbelievable achievement, because everyone knows, and it's not just other teams in the same boat as us, that we haven't got the resources that other teams have got in our league. And it is a big thing. So you've got to rely on different stuff like favours on loans, and your options have got to be bang on. The lads have got to understand it. They've got to be organised. They've got to know the jobs. They've got to, like pretty much all the managers will do in our league, but it is tough. So if we can get in this playoffs, it will be an unbelievable achievement, considering where we're at as a club.
Bamber Bridge manager Jamie Milligan there, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So Bamber Bridge in fourth position. I mentioned the fact Warrington Town are now out of the playoff spots due to not playing at the weekend, but also thanks to Bamber Bridge's victory over Whitby Town, but also thanks to Gainsborough Trinity's midweek victory over Marine. What a result that is for Gainsborough Trinity, especially when you consider Gainsborough were beaten on Saturday at home to Nantwich Town. So Gainsborough into the playoffs and bouncing back after a defeat there, beating a team who were on a high. They beat FC United on Saturday by 3-0. Had got themselves back to within a couple of points or so of the playoff positions. That win for Gainsborough on Tuesday against Marine is huge.
Again, and in the way it came as well, 90th minute against a team who got stuck for 5 hours on the M62. It's not over yet for Marine, but you feel like, again, if you were looking for second and third place, it might be a little bit of a stretch.
Well, the gap between Marine and Gainsborough Trinity after that that match on Tuesday night is now 5 points, but Marine still have a game in hand, but a big result for Gainsborough Trinity, seeing themselves into the playoff positions. But let's hear more now on the mood at North Home after Tuesday night's victory. And it's a big welcome back to the show now to Gainsborough Trinity manager. Here's Neil Bishop. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, big congratulations for that victory on Tuesday night against Marine. Quite an eventful evening with a late kickoff and you know, getting that all-important goal the way you did in added time. I mean, quite dramatic. How was your night on Tuesday?
Yeah, a bit surreal because, you know, the information we were getting was the game might not even got ahead at one point. So, you know, obviously, it couldn't be helped. Tailbacks, bit of carnage on the roads. But, you know, it wasn't ideal for our lads. Some of our lads had come straight from work to eat at the ground to be ready. And they were, like, over 3 hours just sat around. So it weren't great for anything, to be honest. So I think we got kicked off just after half eight, which was unusual in itself. But yeah, I mean, full credit to the lads. I stayed focused. We did have a couple of good chances second half. But, you know, we kept plugging away. We kept going. We went through it off the bench. You know, we changed his formation. We tried to make him, you know, because we didn't want to set off for the point. And, you know, thankfully that positivity got rewarded.
I think you used the term there, plugging away. And that's exactly what you've been doing all the way through this period of time. In this closing stages of the season, I mean, how pleased are you with the form? If we take the Nantwich game out of it, which we'll come to in a second, but heading into Nantwich, the form you've been, you know, getting draws, but getting a lot of victories as well. I mean, it's been a good run that you were on up until Nantwich.
Yeah, I think the Nantwich is the only defeat in game. I think it's probably two future made them, if I'm honest. But, you know, the lads have been brilliant. The lads have been really brilliant all season. They're a great group to work with. If I'm honest, I don't think a lot of people expected us to be in the position we're in. So just to go and relish it, go and enjoy it. You know, I've been in these positions many times as a player. Some have worked out really well and some have come the other ways. So it's great. You know, like the seasons you remember as a player are the ones where you're involved in big games coming into the season. Like I say, they're the seasons when I look back as a player. They're the ones that spring to mind straight away, whatever level. You know, to be honest, whatever level I've played at, and I've played everywhere from Sunderland up to the Championship, so there's not a lot of like situations I haven't seen. I've been in myself, so I've just said, the lads, go out, don't waste a minute, don't waste a game, and see where it takes us. But you know, they're a great group, and we're certainly enjoying the position we're in.
And we saw how good that group is with that victory on Tuesday night, because it was bouncing back after the Nantwich game on Saturday. And Nantwich is running. They're going to be crucial, I think, in shaping who makes the playoffs and who doesn't. So a tricky game against Nantwich. So you must be pleased with the way they bounced back on Tuesday.
Yeah, we knew anyone could beat anyone this league. You know, we've played South Shields on a Tuesday night here and only got a point. And then teams like Belper and Whitby have come and, you know, took points off us. So it's a tight league, and you've got to respect every team and every club because they've all got good players, and on any given day anyone can give anyone a match. And I know that you say that about a lot of the leagues, but in this league I think it's more prevalent than any, because like I say, it's so tight, and it's little moments in games which tend to define it. But I know Cairns, I know their manager, he's a great lad. I played with him many years ago for the England C team, for the England on League team, and he's got Nantwich battling for the lives. And like I say, they're running, although I tend not to really look at what other teams have got. But speaking to him, I know he's got a lot of teams in and around us. So, you know, I hope for them, I hope for him, because I like him as a lad. I hope they get out of trouble, and obviously if they can handle it on the way, then they're better.
Obviously, 2 points inside the playoffs now. It's awfully close, isn't it? But like you say, you've got vast experience, Neil. So, I mean, it's... dare I say it? Yeah, I'm going to say it. It's one game at a time, isn't it, at this point?
Yeah. And, you know, like I hate cliches. I hate using them. But, you know, in this situation, it's probably right to be honest with you, because... We've got Redcliffe and Warren in the plate. I would imagine teams in the rounders, a lot of them have got to play each other. So they're not going to be playing a twist and turns. It's six games, but an awful lot can happen. Six games is 18 points. You know, when you think about it, that's a big chunk of points to be up for grabs between now and the end of April. So there'll be loads of twists and turns. It's good. I think it's interesting for the league that it's so tight and there's probably good the way. Both ends of the table, to be honest. So it's interesting. Like I say, you want to be involved, you don't. I've been in, unfortunately, plenty of teams in mid-table in my playing career where even professionally you shouldn't be, but you're just ticking the games down because they don't really get the jinxes from when you're 12th, 13th, 14th position and you can't go up and you can't go down. You're almost looking forward to your summer holidays, so to be involved in this is really good. And like I say, I've said the lad, where we've come from last season to just looking to survive in the league to this, it's fantastic, and it's a credit to the lads we've brought on board. And like I say, I want this to be the start of some of this football club, because they've had no promotions ever and they've had one relegation in the history. So it's good for the people behind the scenes, the supporters, the volunteers. I mean, it's a fantastic club. You know, I've loved going in from last season. Tom Shaw brought me in, and I've loved being part of it. And like you say, just to be a little part of giving it back, just to getting it back on the front foot and giving the supporters something to smile about again has been valuable.
Yeah, it certainly has been a tremendous season, Neil, up to this point. Obviously, Atherton away this weekend, and you've already touched upon the fact you've got Warrington and Radcliffe coming up. But it's games like this one where, you know, Atherton need a victory to get themselves away from those relegation places. These are the tricky games, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. You've been really good. I think there's only South Shields who've got a better away record than us this season. But, you know, we'll have a plan and we'll go there and we want to try and win a game. You know, draws is a point at this stage of the season probably not what you're looking for. So we've got six games and six opportunities to try and go and win games of football. And every game we play, whether it's Radcliffe, Warrington, or Atherton, you know, we're going out with the same intention every game, and that's to try and win it.
And last question, Neil, about these closing six games. It comes across loud and clear in this interview, but how much are you looking forward to what's possible at Gainsborough Trinity as we enter this closing stage of the season now?
Yeah, like I say, it's something you'd be relished. We've probably got 5 weeks left, 18 points to play for. It'll soon be down the last week of the season. So I've said the lads just enjoy it. Just enjoy seeing them in Texas. But, you know, the belief in the group and the energy, and because we're such a young group, apart from Clayton Donaldson, I think, you know, I don't think anyone's over 25. So they've got that energy, they've got that youthful exuberance. Like I say, they're relishing it. So see wherever we end up. But, you know, it's been absolutely... It's been a pleasure for me to be part of this club this season.
Neil Bishop there, manager of Gainsborough Trinity, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So we mentioned the top seven, James. 5 points the gap between fifth and seventh. What about Matlock Town? The gap is now 8 points between Gainsborough in fifth and Matlock Town in eighth. Matlock were beaten by Mask United on Saturday. There's six games left, 18 points available. Still possible, though, for Matlock.
Still doable completely. And again, when you look at the remaining fixtures they've got a big one with Marine yet to rearrange at this moment in time too. In fact, they've got two games against Marine, so they're not completely out of this at this moment in time.
What about Guiseley? Guiseley at the weekend, they were beaten by Warrington Rylands by 2-1. So the gap between Guiseley and the playoffs now is 9 points, with 18 points still available. But that's a big win for Warrington Rylands as well. I think I'm right in saying the first one in the Michael Clegg era. And Mo Torrey there scoring in added time to take the win.
I mean, in fairness, what's the first goal from Rylands that weekend as well? If you want a morale booster, just going from inside your own half and free kick is one of them you want to really be scoring.
And speaking of morale boosting victories, Lancaster City, they were 2-1 victors over Belper Town. That sees Lancaster, thanks to FC United's defeat on Saturday, that sees Lancaster and FC United now tied on 48 points. Lancaster with a game in hand. But above Belper Town in the league table, we've got Liversidge. Liversidge with a 3-3 draw against Stafford Rangers on Saturday afternoon. And given how that game was shaping up, I'm pretty sure Liversidge would have taken the point, especially given the fact the equaliser was from the penalty spot in added time. So Liversidge gaining a point on Stalybridge Celtic, incidentally. Stalybridge were beaten 3-2 by Morpeth Town on Saturday, and tied to the fact that Mask United beat Matlock, as we mentioned earlier, and Nantwich won as they beat Gainsborough Trinity. It was not the best of afternoons for Stalybridge Celtic. Morpeth Town leapfrogging over Stalybridge, and those teams beneath Stalybridge in the relegation places all getting some points this past weekend. But on Tuesday, Mask United and Liversidge went head-to-head, and that game finished 2-2. Mask United there with 4 points, Liversidge gaining two.
Mask were absolutely ecstatic with the week they've just had there. Liversidge, you've got a great point against Stafford Rangers. They've still got the 3 games in hand. Looking at the Liversidge remaining fixtures as well, they've still got to play Mask again on the final day of the season. They've still got Avon Colliery too, so that could be a big match coming up for them in the next few weeks.
Yeah, one team who were looking slightly over the shoulder at this stage was Ashton United, and they beat Atherton Coles by 3-0 on Saturday. That's a fantastic result for Ashton United. Gets them up to 44 points and leapfrogs over Atherton Coles. Atherton Coles to Nantwich Town in that final relegation spot is 4 points. So that goes to show you how big that result was for Nantwich Town, actually, on Saturday. We did touch upon it. Morpeth Town beating Stalybridge Celtic on Saturday by 3-2. That's a big result for Morpeth, leapfrogging over Stalybridge. Well, let's hear from Craig Park now. And it's a big welcome back to the manager at Morpeth Town. Here's Craig Lynch. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, what a game that was on Saturday. What a comeback. And how important are those 3 points against Stalybridge, do you feel?
Yeah, we were absolutely massive. I mean, it was another game that I've said after it, but it definitely summed up the way our season's been at the minute. We've showed glimpses of the quality we've got, but also of being our own worst enemy. With definitely the first goal was just one of them human errors, but it's been the tale of the season for us. And then we find ourselves 2-0 down. But I always believed we'd get back in the game, whether to win it or not, I wasn't sure. But to go on and win the game, it was a huge 3 points with teams in around us winning as well.
That takes you up to the magical 40-point mark, but we've already said it on this show already that we don't feel that'll be enough this year. It's a bit of an epic relegation battle, to say the least, for those impartial people looking on from afar. But for the clubs down there, I mean, what's it like at the moment?
Yes, well, for us, it's been lose 2, win 1, or lose 3, win 1, and fortunately, the games which are classed as big games, Nantwich, Stalybridge, the two we had at home, we luckily won, which give ourselves a little bit of a breathing space. But every week's going to be the same. Stafford tomorrow's massive. If Stafford win, that probably is them comfortable and enjoy the last few weeks of the season. But if we get a win tomorrow against Stafford, that puts us 2 points behind them with 2 games in hand and puts the pressure on teams in around 13th, 14th place. So we know how vital Saturday is. And then next week, we've got 2 hard games, Warrington and FC United, but we're both at home, which, again, our home form's kept us in with the shout of staying up, as us and Belp has got the worst away form. So we've got to take solace in the fact that we've shown teams at home that we are still a good team, regardless of where it says we are in the league.
And just touching upon that, you know, the Stalybridge result and all that, I mean, that shows great character from your squad, I'm going to suggest. And, I mean, how important is that going to be in the closing few games of the season?
Yeah, look, I know that when last time I came on, it was just a month or so after we had that run of 6 losses without scoring. But the thing is, I've never once doubted the lads' character and desire throughout it. It's just, like, the goals we concede, and I know I probably said it last time when I came on, you can always look at goals you concede and pull them apart, but we have given some really poor goals from our point of view, and we showed in the game, Nantwich as well, we went 1-0 up, went back to 1-1, and we scored at the death, and then Stalybridge, 2-0 down, scored in the last 5 minutes. The lads' characters there, it's just the consistency of the way we've played has been our issue this year, and that's the one big problem is we've conceded goals, which I know that a lot of the lads won't be happy about. But again, human error, it happens, and you've got to do your best to deal with it and overcome it. And we have done when we've needed to, but we just need to hopefully find that little bit of consistency from now to the end of the season and we'll be all right.
I mean, that's the key, isn't it? I mean, you mentioned you picked out some of the results which have been positive results. And if you get a few more of them, then all of a sudden you're kind of in mid-table. And that's the nature of this league at the moment, especially for those teams between mid-table and the relegation zone at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. Again, you always find yourself down the bottom and it comes down to consistency, like I said, and every other team would say the same. But again, I said it last time, we've not been outplayed. The majority of our results have been one goal either way. And then the games where we've got beat 2-0, again, it's our own undoing, really, from our point of view. But you look at last week, we got 3 points Staley Bridge. Hopefully, we can go and get a positive result at Stafford. And then we've got 2 home games next week. And like you said, this time next week, we could be looking, hopefully, at 14th or 15th and putting a bit more pressure on the teams above us coming to the end of the season. And it would be nice to have a little bit of relief for the closing few games and go out and enjoy it, which the lads deserve, even though, like I said, it's been an inconsistent season. I kind of fault them the efforts throughout.
I mean, that was the last time we spoke, we were saying how just about the changes that happened in the closed season and that kind of thing. I mean, this season was always going to be a transitional one. If you can manage to get yourself away from those relegation places towards the end of the season, I mean, it is about building on this now, isn't it, for next year? How optimistic are you on that side of things?
Yeah, like this season, especially for myself, it's been a massive learning curve for me. It's my first full season as a manager. Last year was an absolute whirlwind. Now I look back on it because we were Christmas time, we were still fighting relegation. And then by this time last year, we were looking at the playoffs. So there wasn't any time where you could just take a break and have a look at how you've done. We were fighting relegation. Then we're looking, oh, can we get into the playoffs? And then it was only really the Atherton game when we had nothing to play for. But that was the last game of the season. Whereas this year, you look at it and I've gone back and you always look at the games you don't win, the away games, and think, why is the form so bad? What could we have done different? And then again, like you said, we got rid of 9 players. We brought 9 players in. The club needed to go in a little bit of a different direction. So I've just got everything crossed that we stay up, because again, next year, I'd be really disappointed in myself first and foremost if we were in this position like we found ourselves in so far. So it doesn't matter if you finish 1 place above relegation or 10 places above relegation. It's not the Premier League where you get money for every position. Yes, it's nicer to say you've been in the top 10 like we were last year. But if we stay up, that's all that matters. And then hopefully I get the opportunity next year to try and build on something in my second full season as a manager.
And obviously Stafford Rangers this weekend, you touched upon the away form and that side of things. I mean, to use a cliche, but at this stage of the season, form goes out the window, really, and you get some strange results all over the division. But how important is this game? Because, like you say, I mean, a win tomorrow and you're 2 points behind Stafford, and it's a bit more comfortable, dare I say it.
Yeah, of course. And we've been down to Stafford the last couple of seasons. We went down there first game of last season, and it was a tight game. Obviously, Tom Tonks, I think, is one of the better players in the league, and he's got a throw in unrivaled in the league, but it looks like again he's going to be suspended tomorrow, so that might change your way Stafford lineup, because he's their best player, and like I said, he's not just a good footballer, he's got a long throw, and he's probably got 5 or 6 assists this season from his throwing. So that's a little bit of an advantage from us. We brought in a couple of new players with Blissett as a big centre forward. But we go there, we've got a good strong squad. We're on the back of 2 wins, 1 in the league, 1 in the cup, which is put us in a cup final. So the mood in the camp's strong, but we've just got to back it up. We need points away from home, and we've got 4 away games left. If we can get 4 points, that's a third of the points we've got for 3 quarters of the season. So that would still be massive, 4 points. And then we've got to make sure we pick up points in our home form as well. So it's still in our hands. We've got Mask and Belper to play, and then there's lots of teams in around us that have got to play each other. Well, as the cliche goes, we can only concentrate on ourselves, and that's the only thing we can affect.
And just a final question, Craig, just about that home form, because, you know, Warrington on Tuesday, FC United on April the 1st, finishing the campaign off at home against Warrington Rylands. Generally, the home form at Morpeth has been pretty good this year. I mean, the win against Gainsborough Trinity, for example. So the home faithful need to get out in numbers for this last month of the season.
Yeah, of course we do. It'd be great to see the home form. We've probably averaged about 400 fans this year. It'd be good if we can get it up to 600, which is a big ask. But that little extra makes a big difference. Like, you know, as when I was a player, you get a good crowd there, you get an extra boost from it. And last year when we in the FA Trophy and the FA Cup and the big games, we get better crowds, which I expect. Will that get you over the line? And it did last year, and hopefully it'll make a big difference and it carries us through. Like you said, we've had some good home form this season, which would be around mid-table, but unfortunately our away form has let us down, and that's something we've got to really look at and pick up points away from home. But if we can get a few wins at home, then I think that'll definitely spare us on coming to the end of the season.
Craig Lynch there, manager of Morpeth Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Mark Carruthers, football writer from the northeast of England, will be joining us shortly for a fixture preview for this weekend. But James, as we alluded to earlier, the permutations, cap lock tweets will be out in force this weekend, as well as, well, we're recording this on Wednesday. Fingers crossed there won't be that many pitch inspections, but you never know. How could people keep across social media channels and what's looking like an eventful weekend in the Northern Premier League? How could people keep across it all?
On Twitter, Northern Premier League, and on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, Official Northern Premier. And don't forget, listen on the Friday or the Saturday, you've got till Sunday, 23:59, to put your nomination in for Supporters Player of the Season.
James Hayes, a big thank you for joining us this week. You have a lovely weekend, and we'll catch up next week.
Same to you, Ben. Thank you.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show, but it's now time to look into the future. And this week, we're going to be looking directly at the games taking place on Saturday, the 25th of March. Non-league day, everyone. Happy non-league day to you, dear listener. And a big happy non-league day to Mr. Mark Carruthers. Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. So, yeah, just a reminder to everyone, it is non-league day on Saturday. So have a look at your club website or your club Twitter feed just to see what promotions and offers and events are taking place around Saturday afternoon. But some games, it's not just events off the pitch that supporters will be concentrating on, but also events on the pitch. And that takes me to our first match that we need to talk about this weekend, Mark. And Mark jokingly said, as he sometimes does, can't think where we're going to start this week's preview. Well, let me tell you where we're going to start. We are going to start with South Shields against Radcliffe. First against second. Mark, it's a big game, this one. Your thoughts?
It is. I mean, South Shields are within touching distance now, aren't they, really? A win on Saturday would, I think, all but seal it. However, in the message that's coming out of the camp, and I spoke to a couple of people around the club, had a piece came out yesterday with Jordan Hunter. They're very much, you know, the foot's on the pedal. They're not going to relax until it's mathematically done, really. But it's a good test for them this weekend. I think it's the ideal game for them. I know they'd want to face a side at the end of the table, probably. But I think Radcliffe going there in the form they're in, looking to keep their hopes alive, I think it'll keep South Shields honest. And they know that any slip-ups will be punished by Radcliffe.
Yeah, if they do manage it, say, for example, they beat Radcliffe this weekend and then beat Bamber Bridge, they'll have beaten back-to-back the three teams beneath them in the league table. But it is going to be a tough game this weekend. Big game for Radcliffe as well. They're 4 points inside the playoffs. They obviously didn't play last weekend. Obviously, the league title might be a bit beyond them now, but they've got to remember they are second, and that's a very positive place to be when it comes down to the playoffs.
Well, it's funny because I think in previous years, we've always said the team that finishes second in terms of going up through the playoffs, it's always quite hard because you've got to kind of recover from missing out in the league title. But I'm not sure that'll be the case for Radcliffe because there is a big gap to South Shields. You know, there's no getting away from that. So it's not as if they've missed out on a league title as such. I think they've had a wonderful season, and I think they will go into the playoffs as favourites. But I'll tell you something, that the playoffs, no matter who's in there, you know, if Warrington and even Marine can sneak in there, it's going to be an unbelievable four teams in those playoffs.
And one of those teams currently in the playoffs is Hyde United, 1 point behind Radcliffe. 3 points inside the playoffs. Hyde this weekend travelling to Lancaster City, which is not an easy game, especially when, if results go a certain way this weekend, Lancaster could go up to ninth, which would be phenomenal stuff. So this is a tough game for Hyde United.
I think this is a massive banana skin for Hyde. And, you know, we talk about the importance of second place and getting that home game or potentially two home games in the playoffs. They'll need to get a win here. Lancaster, I think you're right. You know, it's one of the best stories of the season. I guess the recovery to be sat comfortably in mid-table with a chance of finishing, you know, top 10, maybe even a little bit higher is remarkable. And, you know, full credit to everyone at the club.
I should say Hyde United have got a chance to go second this weekend as of Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge this weekend as they travel to the Weaver Stadium to take on Nantwich Town. And I've got a funny feeling not many teams around the playoffs will be wanting to take on Nantwich Town in the running. I've got to say, this is a tricky game, this one for Bamber Bridge.
Yeah, it feels as if there's just a little bit of momentum at Nantwich now. It's a difficult one, and it's really interesting going in this weekend. Again, I'll go back to that second place, but you really have, you know, three teams below Ratcliffe who can all get into that second place by the end of the weekend if results go a certain way. So it's fascinating. But yeah, Bamber Bridge, I've got a feeling may well go to Nantwich and get something. I wouldn't be shocked if they got a win down there, but it'll be far from easy because Nantwich are fighting for their lives.
Yeah, Nantwich Town, incidentally, the reason why I pitched it like that is Nantwich Town this weekend, I've got Bamber Bridge, then Marine away, South Shields away, then they've got Stafford and Mask, but then they finish the season off with Radcliffe. So Nantwich are going to have a say in who finishes in the playoffs this season. I think that's a certainty. Just inside the playoffs now, we've got Gaysborough Trinity bouncing back from that defeat to Nantwich Town last weekend with a great win midweek. They're taking on Atherton Coles this weekend. Gainsborough, they're in the playoffs now. They want to stay there. The teams beneath them have got games in hand. It's a tough game, but for Gainsborough, it is away from home.
It is, and you know what? I always think that the way you win games can have a big impact on what follows. And looking at what happened in midweek, you know, that game against Marine, it's never easy playing Marine this season, let's be honest. And to win it in the nature they did in the last minute, I always think that's like a bit of a double hit for a team where you get the 3 points, but you that sort of that goal, that moment is fresh in the mind and just boosts the confidence even more. So one thing we know with Gainsborough is they're going to score goals, aren't they? And it's going to be an interesting one this weekend. Again, I think they will go to Atherton and I think they'll pick up 3 points there.
And I should say that Gainsborough do have the chance to go second themselves this week. And that's just how close it is at the moment. Just 2 points behind Radcliffe. Warrington Town, they dropped out of the playoffs as they didn't play this past week. But they've suddenly found themselves outside the playoffs. But with games in hand, two games in hand over Gainsborough and Hyde and a game in hand over Bamber Bridge and Radcliffe. The gap between Radcliffe and Warrington is 4 points currently. Warrington this weekend will be hosting Liversidge. Liversidge 7 points inside the relegation places, but they did gain 2 points on Stalybridge Celtic this past week, and they do have 3 games in hand over Stalybridge. So still all to play for the West Yorkshire side.
It is. It's a fascinating fascinating one, because you look at Liversedge, and I think not so long ago we were looking, thinking they're possibly gone, maybe a little bit like Mask United as well, actually, who I'm sure we'll come on to. I feel Warren will get the points here. They're in a good run of form. Obviously, that massive win against Bamber Bridge last time out maybe made amends for a slightly underwhelming draw with Whitby. I think Warren will sneak in the playoffs, by the way, at the end of the season. I really fancy them. I've seen them a couple of times this season, and you kind of know what you're going to get with them. So I think they'll squeak out a win here.
And then we've got Marine. Marine are 5 points outside the playoffs. They do have a game in hand over Gainsborough Trinity, but played a game more than Warrington Town, who are 3 points up the road. Marine this weekend will be travelling to Whitby Town. And you do feel with the events on Tuesday night in Lincolnshire, and the fact they beat FC United on Saturday, Marine, it's kind of one step forward, one step back. And they're running out of games, so they need to put in a performance this weekend. There's easier teams to play against, though.
Yeah, they do, but they do still have that game in hand, don't they, on Gainsborough and Hyde. So they're still in with a shout, but as you say, I think you're right there. The pressure is sort of ramping up with every game as it ticks by. Whitby, again, I'll keep saying this, but stereotypical, difficult place to go, isn't it? They've started building a little bit of momentum, obviously that defeat against Bamber Bridge last week, but I think we know what Whitby can do. On the day, you know, they've got goal scorers on their side now. They've got a little bit of momentum build in terms of they've started planning for next season by the look of it, with players signing new deals. So, yeah, not an easy one, this one. I think this, I'm going to set the fence, it'll be a draw.
And obviously Matlock Town, they're in eighth position. They're 8 points from the playoffs. Matlock do not play this weekend, so they'll be looking on thinking, Well, we want those games that Ben and Mark have just mentioned there to be wins for teams not involved in the playoffs. But do you feel now that it's probably after this weekend, we'll know more, won't we? But if there are positive results for Marine, Warrington and Gainsborough this weekend, that's probably it for Matlock this season for the playoffs with just 18 points available left.
Yeah, I'd 100% agree with that. I think you look at the games that teams above them have got and you'd fancy the majority get a win in those. Just hasn't quite happened for one reason or another.
So with Matlock Town not in action this weekend, we've got Guiseley. Guiseley are in ninth position, 1 point behind Matlock. They're taking on Belper Town this weekend. And unfortunately for Belper, if results go a certain way, they could be relegated this Saturday. For Guiseley, a win is a must if they're going to get anywhere close to the playoffs this season now.
It is, but do you not think the fact that we're even saying that there is a chance is a success in itself? Because
yeah,
we look
at amazing.
It's been an unbelievable job Paul Phillips has done at the club. You know, he's brought in players that he knows and trusts. Again, I keep saying this about him every time I'm on. I apologise for that. But he knows the level. He knows what it takes to kind of be battle-hardened at this level. And yes, they've had a little bit of a suspect run in recent weeks. I think it's just one win in the last six. But compared to where they were just a few months ago, and where they could be by the end of the season, I think their challenge now is to take that momentum into the summer and get themselves ready for next season, because I can see them really pushing next season.
Let's go towards the bottom end of the table. We mentioned Belper Town there, and we've already mentioned Liversidge taking on Warrington Town. Mask United, they're travelling to FC United this weekend. FC United, really, it's basically all about injuries and player availability and sickness. So I suppose they're looking towards next season very much. This is the perfect game for Mask, given the facts as well. They're taking on FC United at Broadhurst Park on a Saturday afternoon, and FC don't do well at home on a Saturday and haven't done all season. So
yeah, I have to say I was delighted to see Carl Jarrett go back in at Mask, a great character. I don't think it's too far to call him a club legend, given what he's done there. During his first spell in charge. I think there's a bit of a feeling of sort of a recovery process going on after the previous manager left, and, you know, players have gone, there's players come in that the manager knows very well. I wouldn't be shocked if they escape the bottom four and stay up this season, I've got to be honest. I think there is something building at Mask. I just hope it hasn't come too late. And much like you sort of alluded to there, I wouldn't be too shocked if they went to FC United and got a win.
Well, Mask are 3 points inside the relegation places. They do have 2 games in hand over Nantwich and 2 games in hand over Stalybridge Celtic. Stalybridge are the team just outside the relegation places at the moment. A win for Mask wouldn't see them get themselves out of the relegation places at 5 o'clock on Saturday due to goal difference, but I'm sure it'd be very helpful to pick up that win if possible. That assumes, of course, that Stalybridge Celtic don't pick up something, and they're taking on Ashton United this weekend, and that feels like a big game after the Morpeth defeat. That performance against South Shields as well. They've got performances in them, Stalybridge, haven't they?
I was there last Saturday at Morpeth, and for the first half, Stalybridge looked in control, and I can't describe it as anything other than a senseless red card has turned the game, even allowing for the fact that Stalybridge doubled their lead after the red card. Theo Bailey-Jones got sent off, and then Damien Rouse doubled their lead not long after, but it just felt as if the red card switched the momentum firmly in Morpeth's favour, and as soon as Morpeth got back in the game, I felt they would go on and win it, even at 2-1 down. But I saw enough from Stalybridge during the first sort of 50 minutes of the game to suggest that they will be all right this season. They look pretty solid in defence for the large part. They look dangerous going forwards. Godwin Abadaki looked as if he was the real threat going forwards. But as I say, I've seen enough there to suggest they'll be all right this season.
I should say Ashton United not completely cleared yet of the relegation issues, but that win last weekend probably does help. 6 points clear of the relegation places at the moment. Ashton with a game in hand as well. What about Stafford Rangers taking on Morpeth Town this weekend? That feels like an important game. A win for Morpeth, and that they wouldn't be too far away from signing off for the season, and that'd be pretty good for Craig at Craig Park.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been to Morpeth a lot this season, I've got to be honest, but I've been there twice in the last week, so got a bit of a hit of what the mood's like at the club. So last Saturday, yeah, that win against Stalybridge, you could sense the relief when the full-time whistle went. It was notable around the ground from everyone, supporters, coaches, you know, people behind the scenes. But they also, the message that was given was that it wasn't a case of job done, far from it. I was there Tuesday night again. They got through the Northumberland Senior Cup final with a big win against Whitley Bay. So they'll play Blyth Spartans in the final. So that's a nice little sort of end to the season for them. But they are fully aware of what lies in wait. I mean, you look at the fixtures, there's some tricky ones in there. Obviously, after Stafford, which again, never an easy place to go, they've got Warrington at home and FC United at home. So it's two little tricky games there to go on the back of Stafford. Morpeth, I think there is a bit of momentum there now. They do have the benefit of those games in hand, but there will be big pressure on them. But again, I think looking at them, they will have enough to get out of it.
And with a positive result for Morpeth, that would see them 2 points behind Stafford Rangers. Big game this weekend at Marston Road there. Stafford Rangers taking on Morpeth Town. And that is our last fixture that we need to talk about from Saturday afternoon. There are, of course, Tuesday night games. Some very, very important ones, to say the least. Mask United, they take on Warrington Rylands. Warrington Rylands obviously not playing this weekend, but they're returning to action on Tuesday. And speaking of Warrington, Warrington Town will be travelling to the aforementioned Morpeth Town on Tuesday. And game of the night is probably taking place in Lancashire. Atherton Coles taking on Liversidge on Tuesday night. A massive game there. But it's non-league day this weekend. And Mark Rovers, a big thank you for joining us. And speaking of non-league day, obviously loads of articles for yourself covering the world of non-league football up there in the northeast of England, the vast world of non-league football. What's coming up for you in your world on this manic Saturday for yourself?
Yeah, it won't surprise you to know that I'm at South Shields Radcliffe on Saturday, so I've got lots of previews of that coming out. Got a nice piece with Craig Lynch, the Morpeth Town manager, talking about his sort of brief glimpse into life in the Premier League with Sunderland and helping young players from the professional game during their loan time at Morpeth. So it's a busy weekend, and then Sunday will be all recovery and ready to go again next week. So busy end of the season.
Good stuff. And Mark, how can people follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, on Twitter at @MarkCruthers_. And I'm going to plug it because I've joined the TikTok generation. So I'm on TikTok as well with the same username, just doing little videos around grounds in non-league football.
Good stuff. Well, Mark Rivers, football writer from the northeast of England, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. And you have a lovely weekend.
You too. Thank you.
And a big thank you to Mark Rovers for joining me on this week's show. But that's it for the Pitching In NPL show for another week. A big thank you to James and all the managers as well who joined us earlier. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.